कुर्वन्नेवेह कर्माणि जिजीविषेत् शतकं समाः एवं त्वयि नान्यथेतोऽस्ति न कर्म लिप्यते नरे. दिस इज़ द सेकेंड वर्स ऑफ द ईशावास्य उपनिषद. राइट नाउ व्हाट वी आर डूइंग इज वी आर गोइंग टू गो ओवर द माधव भाष्य ऑन दिस. इवन दो आई डिड माधव भाष्य लास्ट टाइम ऑन द सेम वर्स, आई वॉज नॉट वेरी हैप्पी विथ हाउ इट केम. आई वॉन्ट जस्ट टच बेस on some issues here. The main meaning of this is very simple. You might have the English information already with you. One should be doing work all along, all life, about 100 years or the full life term. Otherwise, there is no other way. It is not right to stop working. That is, the work means deva puja and other things. So there is what is prescribed in the shastras. So one should not stop working. This is the general meaning of this verse, kurvanneveha karmani jiji vishet shatakam samaha. I will read a little bit of the some ideas from their bhashyas here. The madhava bhashya is very simple here. Says akurvataha karma nalipyate iti nasti. If you don't work, just because not working at all, that you will not be affected by sin. This idea is wrong. Even if you stop working completely, the sin will incur. Agnyasya karma lipyeta krishnopastim akurvataha jnaninopi yato hrasa anandasya bhave dhruvam अतो अलेपेपि लेपः स्यात् अतः कार्यैव सा सदा. दिस् मध्वाचार्य बेसिकली ओरिजिनली इट हिट्स हिस् भाष्य. मध्वाचार्य कोट्स ए वर्ड्स फ्रॉम नारदीया. वी डोंट नो वेर दिस नारदीया इज द पुराण. आई एम नॉट श्योर मोर अबाउट दिस नारदीया इश्यूज. द वर्ड सेज बेसिकली इवन इफ ए पर्सन इज इग्नोरेंट और नॉट वेरी नॉलेजेबल, इफ ही डज Krishna Upasti, that means meditation or puja on Krishna, his unknowingly done sins and knowingly done sins will be erased. So he will become better and he will be even able to get adhikara or qualification into jnana, jnana yoga or bhakti yoga. So, but on the other hand, even jnani yato hrasa anandasya. Jnani means knowledgeable person who knows God or who is very knowledgeable in everything, particularly Atma Vidya. For him, if he does not do duties, the Veda Vihita karmas like puja, Bhagavad puja and all, anandasya hrasa bhavet, that means reduction in his ananda or bliss occurs. Ato alepepi lepasyat, even though the sins will not affect a jnani who is so great, but still he has some reduction of ananda and other things like that. So karyevasa sada, so all these pujas and other things have to be done by everybody, whether it's a jnani or a not jnani. Jayatirtha's general idea of Jayatirtha's tika here, he says, like how you drink water to quench thirst, one should constantly, often, every day do karma anushthana. Iti etat kuruvanneva hi dvitiya mantrena vidhatte, he says. That means this is what is said in the second mantra. Na anyathe tosti iti etat durgam arthatvat vyakhyati akurvata. Don't stay without doing this work. For that explanation, he says that Madhvacharya gives an idea. What is the idea here? Svochitena asankalpitena phalena karmana bhagavat pujam kurvantam alpadhikarinapina pragutrani karmani papani badhante tathascha jnanadhikari sabhavati. The same idea I said, that means if alpadhikari is an ignorant person, if he does pujas, he will become jnanadhikari or become qualified for yoga or bhagavad puja, meditation and things like that. Hence, one should be doing this kind of karma all the time. apare vyachakshate. Then comes a summary of Shankara Bhashya on this by Jayatirthacharya. Basically, he says, Jnaninaha sarvatarma karmatyagaha purvamantrena vihitaha. Here, there is a piece of information about like two or three paragraphs of information where there is a, I would say, interscholastic debate with the Advaita system. I will only summarize it in a very, very simple way because I want to make it, the purpose of this class is to understand the three acharyas first very well, because without that we can't even go further. The general trend of this is the questioning is coming from the idea that first of all, Ishavasyam in the Shankara Bhashya, that the world should be covered by the knowledge of one Atman. There, according to the, to Jayatirtha, there is some kind of a difference, saying that actually it's reverse is the case. The world is covering up the Lord. Lord is, that is a reality. But, you know, one thing, I don't know why I did not get the real effect of this logic, because it's fine, even if the world is covering up the Lord, there is nothing wrong in saying that let me, by the Atma Jnana, cover up the world or destroy the world experience. That's not a, unacceptable view. So I did not understand the general trend of this argument. In general, what it is Advaita here is not acceptable to Madhva Acharyas, particularly. What is the two issues here? Here it is, Jnani also should be doing karma. So karma tyaga, or giving up of karma from a Jnani, is not acceptable according to Madhvacharya. The second thing is, Ishavasyam idam jagate. In this, if the Ishvara is covering up the world, that is not a acceptable meaning to Madhvacharya, because he says, or basically, I am not saying Madhvacharya, but probably it is same, because they are the explanation, they are the vyakhyatas of the Madhva Sampradaya. When God in the Bhagavad Gita is saying, Yada adityagatam tejo jagat bhasayate khilam echchandramasi echchagnau tat tejo vidhi mamakam, that means my God, Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita, whatever the shine, the brightness of the sun, the brightness of the sun, moon, agni, that is the fire, all this is my brightness. Because of my brightness, all these are illumined. Tasya bhata bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. It is a Shweta Shvetara verse which says that because of the light of the Lord, everything in this universe shines. So if that is the case, how can, again, I'm not getting the main idea of Shankara, the line of attack here, because that's not the purpose of Shankara Bhashya there. So I am at loss at this point. So if we can take this separately, if somebody wants to think about it. The other thing, I think the main issue here is probably only the karma issue, which is common. Even the Ramanuja Bhasha system and Madhva Bhasha system think that the karmas have to be done even by a jnani. But one thing we should not forget is Shankaracharya never meant a jnani to be a very low qualified person. Jnani for him may be the highest qualified person. In spite of that, what the other two systems are saying, that as long as you live, as long as you breathe, you have to still do karma. That is their idea. This is very clear. Let me try to ask you a question, because without a question, without people understanding, we cannot do much progress. Let me ask you one fundamental question. Why is Shankaracharya opposed to the idea that for a jnani, he does not have to do karmas? He does not have to do any action for his progress, spiritual progress. So why is it so important for Shankaracharya? Can anybody answer, please? Okay.
By karma, naturally binds you.
Okay. Correct.
So he has to do it. So Gnani does it with complete detachment. And he is not affected at all by the fruits of the karmic action. So he will not be bound.
See, again, the question is beyond this. Yes, you are actually summarizing very well from the Bhagavad Gita issues. It's very well. But the question here is beyond it. Karma is not necessary for a jnani, and karma is unnecessary. That is why in the first verse, if you remember, Ishavasyamidam sarvam etkinche jagatyam jagate, in that Shankarabhashya clear says that karma or action is not enjoined, not prescribed for the jnani in the first verse. And for the kurvan neveha karmani in this, Shankaracharya very clearly says this is addressing the ajnani or not the jnani. The second verse refers to an ajnani, and this is how we are going to explain every Vedic ideology from here onwards, or putting it other way, there is a lot of Vedic or Vedantic thought, also Bhagavad Gita thought, where action is enjoined, prescribed by the Shastras, and sometimes action is not enjoined. We say that for jnani, according to Shankaracharya, for jnani, action was never enjoined. And only for ajnani or less capable, less qualified person, action is enjoined in this world. This is a very serious issue. That is why I am stressing this. See, when you just read over a book, gloss over some shastras here and there, these questions won't get answered properly. Think about it, Shyam Sundar. And I want other people also to think and tell me, why is Shankaracharya insisting that jnani does not have to do work for completion of his spiritual progress?
Does he mean
karma here is not just action like going to mountains or something like that. Karma here is Shastriya karma, Yajna, Yagadi, karma. Very clearly all these three authors are referring to only the Shastra Vihita, as prescribed in the Shastras, Yajna Yagadi Karma, which include Shrauta, Smarta, Nitya Karmas. For incidentally, tomorrow is Upakarma Day for the Ajurvedis, and they have to do some Shrauta, Smarta Karmas. It is uniformly prescribed. You see, uniformly prescribed means for all this Yajna Yagadi karmas are only prescribed for the Trivarnikas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishyas, and also they are uniformly prescribed means they are all over the place. Aharaha Sandhyam, in Dharma Shastras they are explaining Aharaha Sandhyam Kurveta, and Dharma Shastras got validity by Bhagavad Gita because Lord Krishna says Madbhavaha Manasa Jataha Tesham Lokaime Prajaha. Manus are all manasa jata, they are my mind-born people and they are representing my ideology. So, the Dharma Shastras are valid, and then in the Yajna Yagas are prescribed, but some of the Yajnas are Kamya Karmas. Many of the Yajnas are Kamya Karmas, but some of the Yajnas are not Kamya Karmas. So, they Sandhya Vandana, for example, is Nitya Naimittika Karma. Sandhya Vandana it has to be done. So we are talking about this Sandhya Vandana and Agnikaryas. Agnikaryas, see, potentially a married person should be doing Upasana, Agni, in the every day in the morning and evening. And then a Brahmachari should be doing Samhita Dana. So now that has become just I would say namesake ideology from among all communities here. Basically, on the day of taking a thread ceremony or getting a thread ceremony, some small yajnas are done. That's about it, and they're not doing it. Even the married people are not continuing. Maybe there is a lot of problems in this world to do such things, and that's always acceptable. But we are talking about the theory and ideology for the. We are trying to get the meaning right out of the Upanishads and Shastras. What is the right meaning? So there is a fundamental ideology of Advaita here. I'm trying to make sure people understand it. Because if they don't understand this ideology, they won't understand why are these people fighting about an action here and there, which anyway people can't do much about anyway. Shankaracharya refers to two distinct paths for two distinct set of qualified people. One is an Ajnani and one is a Jnani. Yes. Again, you're right in saying that Shankaracharya definitely makes the whole meaning out of the whole Shastras that for a Jnani, the path is not for action, only Jnana only. And for a Karmi, they have to do Karma only. So each Dvavimimamatapanthana, he separates out two paths as separated for two separate set of people. Yes. But what I am asking is, why is it necessary for Shankaracharya to do this distinction? For example, I can even say, in the Ishavasya Upanishad, the first mantra was said and the second mantra was said. Between these two mantras, there is nothing in the mantra which says, one is for Ajnani, one is for Ajnani. The mantra is not saying that. But Shankaracharya makes the meaning out that it is for one is for a Jnani, one is an Ajnani. Why? Why is it necessary for Shankaracharya to do this? This is a theoretical question on Advaita itself. You should understand Advaita very clearly to understand this. Perfectly right. You have understood.
He gets there,
yes.
He need not do anything. So, in fact, even Sadhana Panchaka, he says, Duradharam Karmasu Santyajyatam.
Correct.
So, he says, complete karma you should leave and you should be happy in established in Brahman.
Correct.
So, in that meaning, he is meaning that you should not do, it's not necessary for a Jnani.
See, here we are talking about a Jnani who is alive. Live and kicking, he is eating like anybody else, he is spending some things, spending time and all those things. Okay, one can always say that he is already I'm sorry. Here, definitely Shankaracharya and the followers have agreed that such a Jnani has burnt up all his karmas. And by what is he, whether he is living here or eating or something, is only our view. As far as he is concerned, he is not eating, he is not doing anything. Okay? That is fine. But why is such a person who is still living and who is still eating, who is apparently doing all other actions other people are doing, but still, why is it philosophically imperative for Shankaracharya to accept that Jnani doesn't have to follow the rules and regulations of the Vedas? There is still a theoretical point. You are explaining it very well. You have understood Advaita Vedanta according to this one quite well. What I am asking is fundamental principle. It's very important to understand this principle. Yes. What happened? There is a.
I think
I lost him. Hello, Keshava.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. If speak closely, I'm not able to hear you properly, Keshava.
No.
Are you on a cell phone? Okay, tell me. Okay, go ahead. See, Jnanad Mokshaha is commonly understood, understandable. What you say, Jnanad Mokshaha, is understood by every Acharya. జ్ఞానాన్ మోక్ష ఈజ్ కామన్ టు రామానుజాచార్య మధ్వాచార్య అండ్ ఎవ్రీ వేదాంతిక్ ఆచార్య బికాస్ దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ద వేదాస్ ద శాస్త్రాస్ హ్యావ్ పుట్ ఇట్ ఓన్లీ త్రూ జ్ఞాన యూ కెన్ గెట్ మోక్ష బట్ వై ఈస్ దెన్ ది కర్మాస్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ So what is the point, bottom line, why does Shankaracharya insist that the jnani should not do karma? Yeah.
One with Brahman, even he is beyond, there is no second, right?
Fine.
So there is no Vedas for him and there is no karma for him.
Fine. I understand. Theoretically, I understand it. I understand it. See, the thing is, I think you're getting very, very close. But well, let me tell you one thing.
See,
here. Correct.
So just let it complete its course. But you are not here. It's like a sutta bija antarala. It's like...
Correct. Correct. You are getting exactly. That's a very good point you brought out. Yes.
Right. So he will never be tainted.
See, one thing. Hold on a second.
Karma is not needed.
Hold on a second. See, the very fact that the whole everything is burnt out and everything like that. There is still some remnant of prarabdha karma.
Right.
So he also has to take for 10 years, 5 years, or 15 years to leave this body and go.
Right.
Right. Then what happens is during the body is there, what do you call eating, all those issues are there. Then the Bhagavad Gita, if you check out the earlier chapters, he says, Devan bhavayata nena te deva bhavayantu vaham. పరస్పరం భావయంత శ్రేయః పరమవాప్స్యత వై యు నో అన్నాద్ భవంతి భూతాని పర్జన్యాద్ అన్నదం భవః దేర్ ఇస్ అ ఫుడ్ సైకిల్ యో భుంక్తే తేన ఏవ సహ హీ హూ డస్ నాట్ ఆఫర్ దిస్ టు ద గాడ్స్ అండ్ ఈట్స్ ఫర్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ అ థీఫ్ హీ విల్ ఇన్కర్ సిన్ సో ద శాస్త్రాస్ ఆర్ క్వైట్ కట్ థ్రోట్ అబౌట్ ఇట్ టూ See, let me tell you one thing. That is a totally different issue you and I are arguing you about. You are talking about Jivan Mukta Dasha. Jivan Mukta Dasha is what? Here, this Jnani is not that kind of a Jivan Mukta here. Even then, let me come to the point. Then, you know, because we have spent some time, because it's good to spend some time, because I know that I'm not talking to just the phone, that I'm talking to people also. I want people to be engaged in this. Let me answer you the way I want to answer. Think about it from a different perspective. First, you have understood very well. I'm just giving it to everybody here. Think about the analogy properly. This a person looks at a coil or something on the road and he mistakes it to be a snake and he runs away and he starts shouting and all those things. Suddenly one guy comes and then shows a torch and that when he lights the torch up there, he clearly sees that it's just a rope and it is not a snake. Right? So what is this world? This snake is only, this represents this whole universal experience for Shankaracharya. Whole world is basically represented by snake. In that darkness, the only way to know the truth that only one Atman exists or only rope exists, not the snake, is by jnana or by torch. But on the other hand, let me tell you why. You cannot take a stick and beat the coil up so many times to kick away to destroy the snake. So action will never destroy the illusion. Only jnana can destroy illusion. So that is why jnana is important and action is unimportant. Jnana, karma can never give him moksha. This is not the case in Ramanujacharya and Shankara and Madhvacharya's case. Because they do not agree with only one Atman exists. There is definite distinction between Atman and how the distinction is defined is different. It's different in Ramanuja system, it is different in Madhva system. There the difference is necessary. And because there is difference, there is real, they explain it as a real bhakti. Even for Shankaracharya, there should be real bhakti for a person who has not reached that. If he does not have real bhakti, that is why if a person who is not capable of being Atma Sakshatkara or completely being completely self-realized, if he stops doing karma, he will not get Chitta Shuddhi. So because Chitta Shuddhi is not there, he will not be capable of attaining jnana also. Thank you. Our acharyas have spoken, so I am just a reporter here. Okay, now we will take the next verse according to Shankaracharya. That is, Asurya namate lokaha andhena tamasavritaha tamste pretya bhigacchanti eke chatmahano janaha. It's a very beautiful verse, excellent verse. Here, let me take Shankara Bhashya on it. Atha idanim avidvan nindarthena ayam mantra arabhate. Shankaracharya says, then Ishavasya goes into the third verse. The introduction to the third verse is avidvan ninda. Ninda means condemnation. Condemnation of one who is not avidvan. One who is not jnani is being condemned by Ishavasya Upanishad third mantra. What does it say? I'll give you a simple meaning of this so that you get a trend of the meaning before you go into the verses. Asurya means some kind of it's supposed to be hell, some kind of a hell, okay? These people after dying, that means this ajnanis, immediately after leaving their bodies, will go to hell. Who are the killers of Atman? Ekecha Atmahano Janaha. This is a general trend of the verse here. But here there is a lot of philosophical ideas, so Acharyas go into detail. Asuryaha Paramatma Bhavam Advayam Apeksya Devadayopi Asuraha Techamcha Swabhuta Loka Asurya Nama. What it is Asuryaha means whoever, according to Shankaracharya, whoever does not have the idea of Atman is one, Paramatma, Atma, everything is one in the universe, Atma only exists, nothing else exists. If that person does not have this ideology, they all become Asuras or Rakshasas. Asura means they are not the right people. Indra and Indra, Ramba, Urushi and all the Suras, the so-called Devatas also, Asuras only according to Shankaracharya from this point of view. So every living being who is not matured enough to be Jnani is an Asura. So they are wasting their life away. Teshamcha Swabhuta Loka Asurya Nama. Their life, wherever they live, they are all Asurya Nama Loka. Those Lokas are known as Asurya. According to Shankaracharya, Loka mean only Janmas. Lokas are not specific places like hell, it is in deep down in Patala, something like that. All these places are not important to Shankaracharya. For him, Shankaracharya says they are karma phalas. Nama shabdo anarthako nipatha asurya nama te loka. That word nama doesn't mean anything here. Te lokaha karma palani. Those lokas only mean karma pala, the effects of karma. Lokyante drishyante bhujyante iti janmani. That means these experiences. Janma is what? You see the experience, you enjoy the experience, you experience. So these are all janmas. The karma's effects are basically new births for the individual. Andena adarshanatmakena ajnanena tamasa avrutaha achhaditaha. Andena adarshanatmakena ajnanena తమస ఆవృతః ఆచ్ఛాదితః. దీస్ లోకాస్ ఆర్ దిస్ జన్మాస్ బేసికలీ హ్యావ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్. దే ఆర్ ఫిల్డ్ విత్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్. దే కెనాట్ సీ. వాట్ కెన్ దే నాట్ సీ? ఆత్మ. దే డోంట్ సీ ఆత్మన్. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ దే సీ ఇట్ ఈస్ నో యూస్. దే ఆర్ జస్ట్ యానిమల్స్ అండ్ దే విల్ గో టు రాంగ్ లైఫ్స్. దేర్ జన్మాస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ యూజ్లెస్. తాన్ స్థావరాంతాన్ ప్రేత్య ద జన్మాస్ కుడ్ ఈవెన్ బి యానిమల్స్ మొబైల్ ఆర్ ఇమ్మొబైల్ లైక్ ట్రీస్. తాం ప్రేత్య త్యక్త్వ ఇమం దేహం అభిగచ్చంతి యథాకర్మ యథాశ్రుతం. లీవింగ్ ద బాడీ వెరీలే దే కాంట్ స్టే దేర్ అండ్ ఎంజాయ్ విత్ ద బాడీస్. దే ఆర్ ట్రయింగ్ టు గెట్ మోర్ మనీ, గెట్ యు నో బికమ్ బిగర్, వాట్ ఎవర్, ఈట్ మోర్, ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ మోర్ ఫన్, వాట్ ఎవర్ దే వాంట్ టు డూ. బట్ డోంట్ బట్ వాట్ శంకరాచార్య సేస్ ఇస్ దే అభిగచ్చంతి, దే హ్యావ్ టు రష్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ వెన్ దే ఆర్ ఆస్ట్ టు కిక్డ్ అవుట్ వాస్ టు బి కిక్డ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ. యథాకర్మ యథాశ్రుతం. దే డోంట్ చూస్ వేర్ దే వాంట్ టు గో అకార్డింగ్ టు ద కర్మాస్. వేర్ ఎవర్ ద కర్మాస్ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు పుష్ దెమ్, దే విల్ హ్యావ్ టు గో. ఏకేచ ఆత్మహన ఆత్మానం గ్నంతి ఇతి ఆత్మహన. ద పర్సన్ హూ కిల్స్ ద ఆత్మన్, దట్ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ ఆత్మహన. కేతే జనా, హూ ఆర్ దోస్ పీపుల్? ఏ అవిద్వాంస, ద పర్సన్ హూ డోంట్ నో, ద అజ్ఞానీస్. కథం తే ఆత్మానం నిత్యం హంస హింసంతి. వై డూస్ దీస్ పీపుల్ కిల్ ఆర్ ఇంజూర్ ద ఆత్మన్ ఎవ్రీడే? అవిద్యాదోషేణ విద్యమానస్య ఆత్మన తిరస్కరణాత్ విద్యమానస్య ఆత్మన యత్ కార్యఫలం అజరా మరత్వాది సంవేదలక్షణం తద్ హతస్యైవ తిరోభూతం భవతీతి ప్రాకృతాః అద్వివిద్వాంస జనా ఆత్మహన ఇత్యుచ్యంతే. వై? బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది అవిద్యా దోష, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద ఎర్రర్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్, దే ఆర్ రెఫ్యూజింగ్ ద ఎవర్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ ఆత్మన్. దే ఆర్ నాట్ రికగ్నైజింగ్ ది ఆత్మన్. And because of the Atman's existing is what? Ajara Maratvadi Samveda Lakshanam. That means there is no death, immortality, ever knowledge oriented, full of knowledge. That kind of Atman they are trying to completely miss out because they are involved in so many activities which will take away from Atmajnana, which will make them ignorant, blind for Atmajnana. It's as good as they are killing the Atman. If Atman didn't exist, Atman can never be killed. But even if Atman does not exist, as if it didn't never exist, that's what they are trying to do by their activities. Tena hi atmahanana doshena samsaranti iti. Hence, they are in eternal samsara, having all these problems without seeing that wonderful, without realizing that ever existing Atman. Yes. These Sanskrit lines are, no, this is Shankara Bhashya, no?
Yeah, it is not in the
thing
from that
Dvaita sign. I doubt it. It has to be.
No.
I'm not reading any Bhashya of Shankaracharya's later Acharyas. No. Hold. I mean, it cannot be wrong. I mean, how can they have not printed this? Asya Atma. Yeah. I'm seeing this. Only if it is very small, right? No, everything is there, Ramesh. You look at 41 or something? 39? No, 49. Everything is there. Yeah, everything. Atma. No. Asurya Namat. Everything I have read is here. I'm reading it. I can easily see it. Yeah, it is there. Okay. So what happens if the person does ordinary people engage in lot of activities? accumulating wealth, whether it is a wealth is sufficient or not, and thinking about this one, I am interested in mountaineering, I am interested in genetics, I am interested in that. Of all of us, we will in fact drive our kids to go and do a good job, and we are doing all these things. But finally, what does it mean? Shankaracharya is saying that if you are interested in non-Atman, according to this verse in Aishavasya, hell is certain. The hell is only Janmas. Again, new kind of Janmas. See, if you think about it, if being a little insect and getting stamped by everybody all over the place is almost as like a hell only. So you can consider this as whatever Janma it is hell or something like that. Okay, this verse, this is the only thing according to Shankaracharya's view here. I have to take up the next view from Ramanuja Bhashya. By the way, let me ask you a question. How many people, I recently found this book, is not too old. How many people have the principal Upanishads, which are three volumes, from Dr. N.S. Anantarangacharya, Bangalore? It is in English. Ramanuja Bhashya is explained. Basically, all Vedanteshika's Bhashya and other Bhashyas and Rangaramanuja's Bhashya is explained. Does anybody have it? I will send you the some kind of information about this. Next time you go to Bangalore or something, pick it up. Or if somebody can manage to collect all the addresses of interested people and get money from them and try to order it mass and ship it, that will be a great thing. This book is very, very simple to understand. He's an excellent author. Just to get... I will send that in email next time. Okay? Let me read from Surya Namate Loka, which is very, very simple, from Ramanuja Bhashya, and then I will, I guess I can even go to the Vedanteshika's Bhashya on it right away. Hold on a second. I'll first read it just to make it simple, and then take the Bhashya because it's easier that way. Those worlds known as Asura are covered by blinding darkness. People who are soul slayers go to those worlds after death. This mantra says that those who do not gain knowledge of Brahman here without delay are destined to go to the worlds known as Asurik, and exhorts one to gain that knowledge of Atman by renouncing interest in ungodly ideals. Great disaster is inevitable if the Supreme Atman is not known here, and now when all that is necessary to know him have been given here. Asurya Namalokaha, the frightening worlds known as Naraka, to which people of Asuric nature go. Atmahanaha means figuratively the killer of Atman, because Atman is always exists. Asanevasa Bhavati, Asad Brahmeti Vedachet, this is a Upanishadic mantra. The person who thinks that Brahman does not exist will become non-existing. He will become like matter. So this is what is the summary of Vedanta Deshika's view here. I will read the Bhashya itself, because Bhashya might have some other ideas here. Just a second. Vakshamana vidyayam shigra pravrtyartham ukta prakara brahma vedana vidhurataya vittaishanadi yoga cha anyatha bhava bhavadbihi jnana anushtanaihi atmaghatinam nirayapato avashyam bhavatiti aha asurya namate lokaha. What Vedanta Deshika is saying is, the idea which is being till now said, or is going to be said, that is vidya means upasana or meditation on the Lord. This is the subject of Ishavasya Upanishad before and after this verse. To make sure people understand the value of this meditation, that it is not some casual stuff. If people don't do meditation, where will they end up? To really put pressure on people and to tell them what are the effects of not being in meditation. The Upanishad is saying this. Ukta prakara brahma vedana vidrataya, not knowing Brahman, basically involving in vittaishana, lokaishana, putraishana, just involving in accumulating wealth, satisfying one's own desires, whatever they may be, or just one's own fame, just for fame, whatever. If people are in this kind of cyclic problems, real disaster will befall them even after they die. So this is the idea here. Asurasya swamiti yat pratyaya, that is just a Sanskrit issue there. Asura prakriti nam anubhavya ityartaha nameti prasiddhav. Asurya namate loka means, Vedanta Deshika says nama need not, the word nama need not be useless there. Nama means it's a very well known that Asurya is a bad, dangerous narakas. Maybe in some kind of Puranas or something. In fact, yes, Madhava Bhashya does refer to a Purana with Asura and the word like that. So it's very famous that the hellish existence is really, really awkward to deal with. Te naraka samgita bhishanatama lokaha. Scary worlds. Here, for Ramanuja Bhashya, Naraka is a definite place. It could be in this Janma also, like, you know, the life of an insect or whatever it is. But it could be also a place where that jiva is thrown and then they are punished. And in the Puranas, there are horrible stories about how they bake them alive or, you know, boil them in oil or whatever it is. Te naraka samgita bhishratamalo punastan vishinashti andhena tamasavrata gadhena andhakarena vyapta. It is covered with darkness, thick darkness. Tan aloka pratasanga rahitan te swatmaghatinaha pretya. The killer of the Atmans basically go there. Tadatana dehad utkramya abhigacchanti karsniyana nirantaram prapnuvanti. They can't come back and say, oh, I have an old body of this body here. Let me stay here some more time. They can't even do that. They have to be, they rush out. They have to be kicked out of that place. Ekecha devajatiya manushyajatiya va. Ekecha means whoever. Just because somebody has a body of devata, like Indra, Varuna, Rudra and all these devatas. Devatas means there are three kinds. Vishvedevaha, what is the Vishvedevaha? I'm forgetting the three types of devas. Aditya, Vasu, Rudra, Aditya, Swarupaha. Devata. So all these different, whoever may be there in any kind of body, manushya body or worm body, or here it obviously, maybe worm bodies are not indicated here, because they don't have any, they don't have to do anything. They are only experience based janmas. That means they only experience their karma phalas, and once they are out of the body, depending on their past janmas, they may get good janmas or not. They cannot do anything good being a worm or that kind of a janma. Tata brahmanaha kshatriyadayo va. Here, this is everybody included. There is nothing specific. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and whoever the rest can be. All these people, asanneva sabhavati atmahanaha. If they are killers of Atman. Killers of Atman means what? Asanneva sabhavati asad brahmeti veda chete. That means a person who thinks God does not exist. A person who does not acknowledge the presence of God in their lives becomes non-existent, because there is no purpose for that person. What is there to achieve? He has to be in this rat race. He can win or lose, and everyone has to go because the time will take away their body. So it's basically he is going. There is no purpose for that person, and that person becomes almost as good as a stone or a non-existing person. Ityadina amnata asatkalpatam swam atmanam nayantaha deha gathamukena patakopavargalakshanam idam janimantaha samsaranti ityartaha. Here also janaha means janimanta, who have birth. Asurya tam namate loka, this only refers to janaha, people who have birth. Samsaranti ityartaha, that means they go constantly into this eternal cycle of births and deaths. This is what is the summary of this bhashya. I was thinking, I just want to take a small break here and to see what does Bhagavad Gita say about this. Can anybody tell me which adhyaya of Bhagavad Gita refers to this mantra? ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಫೋರಲ್ಲಿ 40 ಶ್ಲೋಕನ, ಒಂದು ನಿಮಿಷ ತಡೀರಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್. ಅಜ್ಞಶ್ಚ ಅಶ್ರದ್ಧಾನಶ್ಚ ಸಂಶಯಾತ್ಮ ವಿನಶ್ಯತಿ ನಾಯಂ ಲೋಕೋಸ್ತಿ ನ ಪರಃ ನ ಸುಖಂ ಸಂಶಯಾತ್ಮನಃ. ಯು ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲೋಸ್. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಇನ್ಫಾರ್ಮೇಷನ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ವಿಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಎ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್, ಬಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಎ ಹೋಲ್ ಅಧ್ಯಾಯ. ಎನಿಬಡಿ? ಫಿಫ್ಟೀನ್ತ್ ಇಸ್ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮ, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮ ಯೋಗೋ ನಾಮ ಪಂಚದಶೋಧ್ಯಾಯ. ಫಿಫ್ಟೀನ್ತ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಗಾಡ್, ಅಬೌಟ್ ಜಡ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೌ ದ ಜೀವಾಸ್ ಗೋ ಥ್ರೂ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಡಿಪೆಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಆಚಾರ್ಯಸ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಕ್ಷರ ಅಕ್ಷರ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಇಶ್ಯೂಸ್ ದೇರ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ 16th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. ಓಕೆ, ಸಿ ದೇರ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಡ್ ಐ ವಾಸ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್, ಇಫ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎನಿ ಐಡಿಯಾ ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಸಚ್ ಪೀಪಲ್, ರೈಟ್? ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ದ ಸಚ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ರೆಫರ್ ಟು ಹಿಯರ್. ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೇಸ್, ಅಸತ್ಯಂ ಅಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಂ ತೇ ಜಗದಾಹುರ್ ಅನೀಶ್ವರಂ ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತಿಂ ಚ ನಿವೃತ್ತಿಂ ಚ ಜನಾನ ವಿದುರಾಸುರಾಃ ನ ಶೌಚಂ ನಾಪಿ ಚಾಚಾರೋ ನ ಸತ್ಯಂ ತೇಷು ವಿದ್ಯತೆ. ದೇ ಆರ್ ಲಯರ್ಸ್ ದೀಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್. ದೇ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಕೇರ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತಿ ನಿವೃತ್ತಿ ಮೋಕ್ಷ, ದಿಸ್ ಒನ್ ದಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದೆಮ್. ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕ್ಲೀನ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಲಯರ್ಸ್. ಅಸತ್ಯಂ ಅಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಂ ತೇ ಜಗದಾಹುರ್ ಅನೀಶ್ವರಂ. ಹೀಸ್ ದೇ ಸೆಡ್ ದಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ರಿಯಲ್, ಅಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಂ. ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದೆರ್ ಇಸ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಜಗದಾಹು ಅನೀಶ್ವರಂ, ದೆರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಗಾಡ್. This world is just existing without nothing. There is no purpose for this world. Aparaspara sambhutam kimanyat kama haitukam. What else can you, if somebody asks, how come there are so many people in this world, everybody is being born, so many insects and people and everything. These asuras will answer in one shot. What do you think? Are you stupid? It's biological, kama. Because of the problems of two people, all this birth is happening. ಏತಾಂ ದೃಷ್ಟಿಂ ಅವಷ್ಟಭ್ಯ ನಷ್ಟಾತ್ಮಾನೋ ಅಲ್ಪಬುದ್ಧಯ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಆಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್. ದ ಅಲ್ಪ ಬುದ್ಧಿ, ದೇ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ಬುದ್ಧಿ. ದೇ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಶಾರ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ಪ್ರಭವಂತಿ ಉಗ್ರಕರ್ಮಾಣ ಕ್ಷಯಾಯ ಜಗತೋ ಹಿತ. ದೇ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯಾಡ್ ಆಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ವಿನ್ ಓವರ್, ದೇ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಕಾನ್ಕ್ವರ್ ಅರ್ಥ್ ಆರ್ ಕಾನ್ಕ್ವರ್ ಸಿಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕಂಟ್ರೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಅವೇ ಸಂಬಡೀಸ್ ವೆಲ್ತ್. ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕ್ರೂರ ಉಗ್ರಕರ್ಮಾಣ, ದೇರ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್. ಕಾಮಮಾಶ್ರಿತ್ಯ ದುಷ್ಪೂರಂ ದಂಭಮಾನ ಮದಾನ್ವಿತಾರ. ಇಫ್ ದೇ ಗೆಟ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಫ್ ದ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಯಬಲ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್, ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಯಬಲ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಪ್ರೈಡ್ ಹಾಟಿನೆಸ್. ಮೋಹಾತ್ ಗೃಹೀತ್ವಾ ಅಸದ್ಗ್ರಾಹಾನ್ ಪ್ರವರ್ತಂತೆ ಅಶುಚಿವೃತಃ. ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ರಾಂಗ್ ಕಾನ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡೆಲ್ಯೂಷನ್. ಚಿಂತಾಂ ಅಪರಿಮೇಯಾಂಚ ಪ್ರಳಯಾಂತಾಂ ಉಪಶ್ರಿತಃ. Their attitude, their engineering efforts are so powerful, whatever they want to get, they will wait for till the pralaya to happen to get their ideologies. Kamopabhoga paramaha, constantly enjoying only pleasures, nothing else is important for them. Etavaditi nishchitaha, they clearly know this is the end of the world. Enjoy, what else is there? They are hedonistic people. ಆಶಾಪಾಶ ಶತೈರ್ಬದ್ಧಾ ಕಾಮಕ್ರೋಧಪರಾಯಣಾ ಈಹಂತೆಯ ಕಾಮಭೋಗಾರ್ಥಾನ್ ಅನ್ಯಾಯೇನ ಅರ್ಥಸಂಚಯಾನ್. ದೇ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಅರ್ನ್ ಮನಿ ದ ರಾಂಗ್ ವೇ ಬೈ ಚೀಟಿಂಗ್. ಇದಮಧ್ಯ ಮಯಾ ಲಬ್ಧಂ, ದಿಸ್ ವಾಸ್ ಅಕ್ವೈರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಮೀ. ಇಮಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಸೆ ಮನೋರಥಂ, ಟುಮಾರೋ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಕ್ವೈರ್ ಆಲ್ ಅದರ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್. ಇದಮಸ್ತಿ ಇದಮಪಿ ಮೇ ಭವಿಷ್ಯತಿ ಮನೋರಥಂ. ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ವೆಲ್ತ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಐಮ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಕ್ವೈರ್ ಮೋರ್ ವೆಲ್ತ್. ಅಸೋ ಮಯಾ ಹತಶತ್ರು, ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎಲಿಮಿನೇಟೆಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ರಾಸ್ಕಲ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಮೈ ಎನಿಮಿ. ಟುಮಾರೋ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಶತ್ರು ಹನಿಷ್ಯೇ ಚ ಅಪರಾನಪಿ, ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಕಿಲ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಎಲ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹೂ ಎವರ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ವೇ ಆರ್ ಗಾನ್. ಈಶ್ವರೋಹಂ ಹಂಭೋಗಿ ಸಿದ್ಧೋಹಂ ಬಲವಾನ್ ಸುಖಿ. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಈಶ್ವರ, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್, ಐ ಆಮ್ ರಿಯಲೈಸ್ಡ್. ಆಡ್ಯೋ ಅಭಿಜನವಾನ್ ಅಸ್ಮಿ, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಮೆಚ್ಯೂರ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಕೋನ್ಯೋಸ್ತಿ ಸದೃಶೋ ಮಯಾ, ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ఈక్వల్ టు మీ. యక్షే దాస్యామి, ఐ గేవ్ బికాస్ ఐ గేవ్, పీపుల్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్. మోదిష్యే ఐ ఎంజాయ్ బికాస్ ఐఎమ్ హెల్పింగ్ పీపుల్. ఇత్యజ్ఞాన విమోహిత దే ఆర్ డెల్యూడెడ్ బై సచ్ అజ్ఞాన. అనేక చిత్త విభ్రాంత మోహజాల సమావృత ప్రసక్త కామభోగేషు పతంతి నరకే అశుచావు. అనేక చిత్త విభ్రాంత దే ఆర్ కన్ఫ్యూజ్డ్ బై ఆల్ దిస్. మోహజాల సమావృత దే హ్యావ్ వౌండ్ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్ ఇన్ ఎన్ ఇన్ఎక్స్ట్రికబుల్ వెబ్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్. ప్రసక్త కామభోగేషు కంప్లీట్లీ ఇన్ ఓన్లీ ప్లెజర్స్, ఓన్లీ బాడీలీ ప్లెజర్స్. పతంతి నరకే అశుచావు, దే విల్ ఫాల్ ఇన్ ద బ్యాడ్ హెల్త్ బ్యాడ్ హెల్త్స్ అశుచావు, అంటే అన్క్లీన్ హెల్త్. ఆత్మ సంభావిత స్తబ్ధ ధనమాన మదాన్విత యజంతే నామయజ్ఞేస్తే దంభేన అవిధిపూర్వకం. ఈవెన్ దిస్ పీపుల్ సమ్టైమ్స్ డూ యజ్ఞ యాగాదిస్ విచ్ ఆర్ ఆల్ యూస్లెస్ బికాస్ దే జస్ట్ వాంట్ టు గెట్ ఫేమ్ ఆర్ మనీ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ ఆర్ టు ఎలిమినేట్ సంబడి. ఆల్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ యునో సెల్ఫిష్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్ ఓరియంటెడ్ యజ్ఞాస్. అహంకారం బలం దర్పం కామం క్రోధం చ సంశ్రిత మామాత్మ పరదేహేషు ప్రద్విషంతో అభ్యసూయకా. దే ఇంజ్యూర్ పీపుల్, ఇంజ్యూర్ మీ ఇన్సైడ్ పీపుల్. దట్ ఇస్ ఇంజ్యూర్ మీ మీన్స్ మీ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ సెయింగ్ యాజ్ ఎ అంతర్యామి. తానహం ద్విషత క్రూరాన్ సంసారేషు నరాధమాన్. ఐ తానహం ద్విషత, లార్డ్ కృష్ణ సేస్ ఐ హేట్ దిస్ పీపుల్ క్రూరాన్, దే ఆర్ క్రూయల్. సంసారేషు నరాధమాన్, దే ఆర్ ద వర్స్ట్ అమాంగ్ పీపుల్. క్షిపామి అజస్రం అశుభాన్ ఆసురీష్వేషు యోనిషు. ఐ విల్ థ్రో దెమ్ ఫర్ ఎవర్ ఇన్ ద ఆసురిక్ యోనిస్, ఇన్ ద వూమ్స్ విచ్ ఓన్లీ ప్రమోట్ సచ్ బ్యాడ్ టెండెన్సీస్. ఆసురీం యోనిమాపన్న మూఢా జన్మని జన్మని మామ ప్రాప్యైవ కౌంతేయ తతో యాంతి అధమాం గతిం. పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ ఇన్ దోస్ యోనిస్ ఆర్ ఇన్ దోస్ వూమ్స్ birth after the birth they will only have ignorance and they may never reach me. Mama prapyaiva konteya yanti adhamam gatim, they will go through eternal condemnation. Here different acharyas explain this adhamam gatim differently. I don't know about Shankaracharya here, I don't remember. Ramanujacharya's view here is that it is not actually eternal damnation, because we don't believe such eternal damnation, because God is very kind and everybody, including all those demons, are dear to him. Devanam danavanam cha samanyam adhidaivatam. One of the pancha ratra shloka says Lord is the common parent of rakshasas regular people and jnanis. And when Lord has given moksha to people like Ravana, Hiranyakashipu and all those people, God is not that kind of a person who is eternally condemn somebody forever. But I think in the Madhva Sampradaya there is something known as nitya samsari. That means there are certain souls will never get moksha. I'm sure Madhvacharya also believes in like ultimate mercy of the Lord. But it is a philosophical idea that if people are not worth it, they may have such eternal problems. Eternally, they may never reach God. That is his idea. And I think the other systems have a different idea. That's all. There is a small difference there. The reason why I even opened up this Bhagavad Gita work here is I wanted to see if there is any parallel to Bhagavad Gita, because I found in some other part of Ishavasya Upanishad there was an idea saying that Ishavasya Upanishad is one of the best summary Upanishad which contains the meaning of all Upanishads pretty much, and it says it has 18 mantras only. It is almost representative of 18 adhyayas of Bhagavad Gita. So I thought I would find a commonality here. Lord Krishna also says తానహం ద్విషత. సీ ఐ థాట్ దట్ యు నో ఇఫ్ ఐ ఆమ్ హ్యాపీలీ లివింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ లైఫ్ థింకింగ్ దట్ దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఈస్ గుడ్. సమ్ పీపుల్ సే ఇట్ ఈస్ గ్రీడ్, సమ్ పీపుల్ సే ఇట్ ఈస్ కాంపిటీషన్, సమ్ పీపుల్ సే ఇట్ ఈస్ ప్రోగ్రెస్, సమ్ పీపుల్ సే ఇఫ్ యూ ఆర్ నాట్ ప్రోగ్రెసివ్ వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్, యూ విల్ బికమ్ లైక్ ఎ మహాత్మా గాంధీ ఆర్ సమ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ యూస్లెస్ పర్సన్. ఐఎమ్ నాట్ సేయింగ్ మహాత్మా గాంధీ ఇస్ యూస్లెస్, బట్ యు నో యూ డోంట్ బీ లైక్ ఎ సింపుల్ పర్సన్. పీపుల్ విల్ స్టాంప్ ఆల్ ఓవర్ యూ, యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఫైట్ ఇట్. దిస్ ఈస్ ద యూజువల్ థింగ్ విచ్ వీ గెట్ ఇన్ అవర్ లైఫ్. అండ్ ఇఫ్ people live like that, what is wrong? And if Lord Krishna has a different view on this, I wanted to find out myself, and I think it's the effects are horrible. the results for such life are disastrous. Any questions? Hello? Any questions? No. So now I will go to Madhva Bhashya here. Asurya namate lokaha andhena tamasavritaha tamste pretya bhigachanti eke chatmahano janaha. Sushtu ramana virudhatvat asuranam prapyatvacha asuryaha. This is you cannot enjoy sushtu ramana virudhatvat. You cannot have experience good, easy, free life there. Not only that, asuras reach that place. That is Asurya Namaloka. Nachakhalu ramantyaho asadupasanaya atmahanaha Bharata. He basically quotes a particular verse from Bhagavata Purana, which says that people cannot enjoy asadupasanaya atmahanaha. That means asadupasana means thinking that life itself is enjoyment, and that is what that is the goal, is enjoyment. Such people basically go to hell. Mahadukkaihi mahadukkaika hetutvat prapyatva dasura istatha asurya namate lokasthan yanti vimuka harau iti vamane. Vamana Purana, I think, is he mentioning. In Vamana Purana it says that hari vimukaha, people who are who go away from Lord Hari will reach very difficult, bad, dreadful places, naraka or hell. Ekecha ityanena niyamaha uktaha. Ekecha means anybody who are like that. Niyamena tamoyanti sarve vimumukaharo hare iti. So everybody who is anti-God will go to hell. This is the idea of this verse. Jaitirtha Acharya here says, evam praptadhikaram prati paramatma tattva bubutsana jananaya asurya iti mantrena aparamatma vidam ninda kriyate. Basically, it's the same idea. To create interest in the knowledge of Paramatma, the people who don't get the knowledge of Paramatma, such people are condemned. Tatra asurya ityasya varna viparyayena asuryaha surya prakashahinaha. There, Surya Prakashina means those places where no sun is there. Iti anyatha pratiti nirasa nirasaya artamaha. That is not the idea here. Sushtu Ramana. Sushtu Ramana means where you don't have freedom. Sushtu Ramanam sukham suryam tad viruddham ahuhu tad viruddham ahu aha duh aha adhukkatva dasurya ityartha asuranam prapyatvat ityanena sakala sukarahityam upalapchate kutoyam asurya padartha ityataha nacha iti etameva mantram muli kritya pravrtesmin vakya asurya padartha varnanam nacharamanti iti kriyate tatracha shabdena mahadukham anubhavanti ityesho artha samuchyate. Basically it some Sanskrit details about that means that it is real hell. See, this is the main idea of Madhva Bhashya here. There is not much of a difference. If you have any questions, we can take it, because taking a next verse would be very difficult within the available time. If there are any questions, please go ahead and ask. Even regarding anything in the previous few verses. Yes. Yes. Okay. See, okay, one thing. It would still, as long as there is, as long as, I know what you're saying, if I'm beating it up, if it is not reacting like a snake, it will not be a snake. That's not, we should not take this analogy to that extent. But really, if I have a spring-loaded rope, okay, if you beat it up, again, it will react like a snake. You will not know. So we should not take this analogy to that extent, but action will never give you knowledge. That is the idea there. But see, this is not all acharyas agree on this idea. You need to understand. Okay, let me just spend a little bit time about it. See, even in Shankara Bhashya, Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, and all these actions are only Chitta Shuddhyartham. That means it creates purity of mind. Purity, why is this purity of mind necessary? If everybody knows, oh, Tattvamasi, only Atman exists, there is nothing else other than Atman. If everybody knows for clear, there would be no world, no action, no people, nothing. Everybody is blissful. But that is not true. People constantly, Shankaracharya says that there is some kind of a illusion which comes. Because of Maya, constant adhyasa is there. Right? Similarly, this is the idea of Shankaracharya. But the idea of Ramanujacharya about this is slightly different. What he says is, karma is necessary. Karma and jnana go hand in hand. By right actions, you can improve knowledge. You can clarify the Atmajnana by action. So, basically, asked a very good question. This will be the subject of the next few verses in Nishavasya Upanishad. How does jnana and karma coordinate with each other? Do you need the coordination of jnana and karma? Or you don't need the coordination of jnana and karma is the subject of the next few verses. And Shankaracharya takes a different view. Ramanujacharya takes a different view. Like that, Madhvacharya also takes a different view. This is a very philosophical question. For Ramanujacharya though, God is real, Jiva is real, world is real. So what happens is action, if God has, God actually is he is not the author of the Vedas, but his ideas are represented in the Vedas. So by doing Nitya Naimishtika Karmas, you are basically pleasing the Lord. You are also getting Chitta Shuddhi. Chitta Shuddhi means purity of mind you are getting. But the real idea there is not purity of mind for Ramanujacharya. It is only getting the, basically pleasing the Lord. Not being subject to God's wrath. Why is it the wrath? Why should such a nice person like God have wrath? Is his basic wrath is also for the good of the being. Because, oh my God, if I'm giving you wonderful things like the Vedas and the Shastras, and if you don't follow and go after the polluted matter and senses, sensual pleasure, that is wrong. He's basically telling his children that here is the right place. Why don't you use the Shastras? Why don't you work through the Shastras? This is like the torches for you on the path of samsara to reach me. You can use this torch to take the right steps further. So for him, karma is also his dictate. And in fact, there are verses in the Dharma Shastras which clarifies it. He's saying that Shruti Smriti Mamai Vagnya Yastam Ullangya Tishtati Agnya Chedi Mamadrohi Mad Bhaktopi Navaishnavaha. He said the dictates of the Shruti and Smriti are my own Agnya, are my commandments. Who does not follow this commandment is not dear to me, even though he is my bhakta, even though he is very devoted to me. I am not interested in him. I don't like his attitude. So the dictates of karma are very important for him. By karma also, basically what he does, he will burn up the sins of the past janmas by karma, and he will attain the knowledge of Paramatma through jnana. and through bhakti, which has got the attachment to Paramatma, he will eternally go after the meditation of the Lord with so much of attachment, so that he should always get it. Like the Gopikastris, like the Alvars, he will achieve that Brahman going after by meditating constantly through many bhakti yoga disciplines. He will follow such disciplines like Prahlada, Dhruva, and the great devotees. He will reach God. Do you understand it? Any other issues? Any questions? Okay, Srinivas. See, this topic is a very complex topic, Srinivas. All the acharyas do not say jnana karma samuchaya. Let me tell you the term called jnana karma samuchaya, which is their very very classical theory, which is another Yadava theory or somebody's theory. It is what it says is he has to do 50% jnana, 50% karma. This is the jnana karma samuchaya theory, that equally you should do karma and jnana. That is not what Ramanujacharya is saying. Even for Ramanujacharya's view of jnana and karma is slightly different. Again, here jnana means jivatma jnana. Jivatma jnana means what? Atma sakshatkara only. That is, souls are different for Ramanujacharya. So basically, to concentrate and focus on jivatma, pure nature of jivatma, is jnana yoga. It is so. Again, we have to take a lot more time to explain this. This will become clear as we go in the next few verses, by the way, Srinivas. Wait to ask this question later on, probably towards the end of the 18 mantras. It will be very clear by that time almost. No. It is selfless karma only. It is not Kamya Karma. Kamya Karma is never, even for the Ajnani, Kamya Karma is not prescribed. Kamya means getting a putra kameshti yaga, that means doing a yaga to get kid, doing a yaga to make sure that the kid can live for a long time. All these are Kamya Karmas. That is not supported.
I think Srinivas, I heard him say Shastra Karma, not Kamya Karma.
Oh, that's a good question, Srinivas. See, the thing is, they are selfless karma also, but also Shastravita karma. See, Shastravita karma is the most important thing there. Definitely, if one should have selfless attitude while doing Shastriya karmas, and the Shastriya karmas are what is being said by the Shastras. And according to the Varnashrama Dharma, one has to follow what is correct according to their Varna and Ashrama. That is the general idea of all the Acharyas.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Yeah. Oh, yeah, go ahead. What? Bunjitaha. Correct. Yeah, what do you want to know?
Yeah, my question is, there is a support for
okay, see, that's a good question. We have to do a little bit more research on it. I don't have all the information for you. Bhujidatu, according to Shankaracharya, is palayataha, protection, right?
Yeah.
Madhvacharya...
Bhuj means enjoy, right?
Exactly. Bhuj means bhoga, enjoy. Bhogam kuru, bunjitaha. That means you enjoy.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, Madhvacharya's later writers find a grammatical point of problem with Shankaracharya's view there. They say that Atmane Pada, there is something Palayetaha, there is a Sakarmaka, Akarmaka, the Atmane Pada does not have karma in them. Karma object is not there. So there is some problem. I did not understand this Sanskrit problem yet. Okay, I try to look at it. That is the problem with Shastra. Okay, one has to be Nyaya, Tarka, and grammar expert. And they even mention some Ashtadhyayi, some kind of a Bhujo Anavane Sutra from the Panini Sutra, and say that Shankaracharya's understanding of this or explanation of Atmanepada Palayata is not correct. What we can say about it is not, we cannot say anything about it. Bhoga bhunjitaha as palayataha may be right, otherwise Shankaracharya would not write it at all. I am sure there is a possibility of saying bhunjitaha to be palayataha. But it is his preference to use palayataha there, because it's inappropriate for him to have bhunjitaha as a bhoga. For him it is inappropriate. Okay, because he says that what is there other than Atman, what else is there? Tena tyaktena bunjitaha, there according to Shankaracharya means, tyagena, give up. Bunjitaha means whatever is available there. Because what else is there? Other than Parabrahman, what else is there? Experience only Parabrahman and you be in Parabrahman and give up everything else. So it comes in that kind of a way. For him, he prefers that. So what? Yeah, see, the thing is, basically, bhunj means enjoy, right? There is also another way of what you say is right. By eating food, you are protecting yourself, right? You are supporting yourself. So and that is possible. Yeah, Ramesh, clearly what I can say here is, if I am sure Shankaracharya has, clearly said that this is palayataha, means there is a possibility of doing that meaning. There is no question about that. That's one thing. Second thing is, why do you have this kind of interpretational issues, one may ask. But according to Swami Chinmayananda once told me that, look, words kill at the spirit. You are trying to, hair split in the words. And you are trying to explain Vedic Sanskrit where Panini's grammar may not even apply properly. Here and there are lots of loke vedecha. Vedas will say something that will not follow Panini's grammar. So don't derive spiritual information by just shastras. That is Chinmayananda's view. Okay? It is possible. I need to do some more research on it, or we need to ask some really powerful people like Subrai Sharma maybe in India, or some people to understand what that bhunjita, how can you Sanskrit wise understand the different meanings as palayata, or protection, or enjoyment, how to really look at that. That's a little bit of a I think we should take this up. Maybe I can call any big Vedantic pundit out there or something and try to understand it. But I don't have much information beyond it, because the books don't give me beyond it. See, we can go, see, Nigantu, Niruktas are all there. You can check if you have Halayudha Kosha, Nigantu, Nirukta, and Thinganta Prakarana, all these things you can understand. See, what is Nigantu and Nirukta? They are, Yaskacharya has written the koshas are treasures of, like a dictionary, thesaurus type of thing, which gives Vedic usages, which are very different. So maybe in the this is where it becomes a very controversial issue, where grammatical wars are being fought. We cannot, at large ordinary level, we cannot understand the depths of the fights between issues. It's very difficult. That's where it becomes very complicated. And people who just do it in English, they have an easy way out. They never mention this problem, so they don't have a problem. Yeah? Mukund, okay, go ahead. Correct. Yeah. Have you read another shloka from the Bhagavad Gita which says Sarvam karma akhilam partha jnane parisamapyate? All actions end up in jnana. Remember that? So we cannot say. I think karma will end up in some kind of jnana only, and whether that jnana as atma jnana and paramatma jnana issues are very different. It's a very complex issue. We should discuss this carefully. Definitely. Any other questions? Go ahead, please. That is well put. See, thing is again, in the Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse called Karmanya Karmaya Pashyete Karmani Akarmaya Sabuddhiman Manushyeshu Sayuktaha Krishna Karma Krate. What he says, Karmani Akarmaya Pashyete. In karma, in action, see jnana. In jnana, you see action. While doing both, you get the other one. This is again Ramanuja's view here. There, according to Shankaracharya's view, it is different. Karmani akarma pashyet. There, it will be totally different. You see action in inaction, and in inaction in action. So there, it becomes different. But so your idea definitely is viable according to some acharyas. Some acharyas, karma and jnana are different. They are, in fact, Shankaracharya is very clear that action will never lead to knowledge. Okay, so the question how I should answer you is only I have to answer you in the framework as what does Shankaracharya feel about this? What does Ramanujacharya feel? What does the other acharyas feel? The only in way I can tell you the answer. Because otherwise I'll be putting my own views into your answers, which is not the purpose of this class at least. This class, I want to be only a reporter and I don't want to... Unfortunately, as a human being, it's very difficult to always be a reporter here and there. Well, what do you feel? What happens in Iraq? Somebody said, no, Bush shouldn't have done this. Maybe if he says that, the news person will be kicked out of the job or something. No, karma is necessary for jnana. Please understand that. Shankaracharya never said that karma is not necessary. If you do karma, you will get chitta shuddhi, that is purity of your mind. When the purity of your mind occurs, then your mind will become fertile to understand knowledge. I think it's getting very late at the east, in the East Coast. It's almost 10:30 now. So let's do one thing. Let's stop here and we'll try to do next week. I'll put it on the email, the class for the next week. Okay?
Thank you.
Namaskar. Asmat Guru Bhyo Namah, Asmat Paramaguru Bhyo Namah, Asmat Sarva Guru Bhyo Namah, Sarvam Shri Krishna Paramastu.